This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 10 of the 21 Days of Gratitude here on Grace Enough Podcast. I am your host, Amber Cullum. And as I've said in previous episodes, you can download a free 4-week gratitude practice at graceenoughpodcast.com/free gratitude practice. I am working through a few of those practices during this 21 days. However, we will not be doing one every day. Today, I want to ask you, what causes you to overflow with gratitude to God? That thing that consistently fills you up and connects you to our Father. For some, it's worship music. For others, it may be hiking or a lingering meal shared with dear friends. Maybe it's the completion of a well-loved novel. Maybe it's toes in the sand or serving others at the local food pantry. What is it for you? The world is bombarding you 24 hours a day with messages pointing you toward materialism, vanity, brokenness, and fear. Social media, advertising, and the news want to convince us that fulfillment comes from external sources and that our lives are in perpetual turmoil. And so we have to be purposeful to set aside time to consume messages of God's goodness and grace in the world. We have to resist these temptations and seek a different path. All too often, we limit that to the reading of scripture and prayer, and then we are consumed with guilt when we don't do those things daily. I want to gently push back on that. Now, hear me. I do believe that daily scripture reading and study, along with prayer, is of utmost importance in being a follower of Jesus. I think it is that thing that moves you from simply being a believer in Jesus as Savior and into disciple of Jesus. But I also believe the more we integrate every area of our lives into acknowledging God's work and beauty and invitation to partner with Him, the more we are drawn to enter His Word. And so I want you to reflect on the places and the activities where you most often find yourself overflowing with gratitude to God. Whatever comes to mind, decide right now that you are going to either go to that place, do that activity, or both. Seriously, add it to your calendar right now. For example, my cup overflows with gratitude when I get to teach others God's word, or when I share a meal with dear friends, or during a hike with my family. But I don't always choose to participate in those activities because I get stuck in daily ruts and routines that leave me feeling depleted or worse, resentful. But friends, we can stop the cycle by choosing and planning to participate in activities that prime our brains and bodies towards gratitude, towards delight. And so, in addition to the planning, remember to thank God for the joy, the delight that that activity or place brings. As we close out, I want you to bring to mind that place or activity. What do you see? Maybe it's the face of a dear friend, or a forest filled with trees, or a blank canvas, What do you smell? Is it sweet? Flowery? Outdoorsy? What sounds do you hear? Maybe birds chirping, voices singing together, waves crashing, laughter. What textures surround you? Cold grass on your feet, smooth pen in your hand, rough, crunchy fall leaves surrounding you. As you remember this place or activity, begin to thank God for the provision of such joy and delight. Thank Him for the gift of hobbies. Thank Him for the gift of shared meals. The gift of good books. The gift of exercise and movement. The gift of nature. The gift of friendship. The gift of celebration. Oh God, we thank You that You are the giver of all good things. And God, it's so easy at times to think You're the no fun guy in the sky. But that is simply not true. You are a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who delight in unity and community and pouring out love and joy into Your creation, specifically Your image bearers. And so today, God, we give You thanks for all of the things that You pour into our lives that bring us joy. And we ask You to help us choose to participate more in those things than what the world is offering. It's in Jesus' name we pray.